Citizen Business Journal is sponsored by the Mueller family in memory of Henry Mueller, Shimon ben Pinchas. We are in Alakai Netzor, the addendum of the Amidah, where we add our personal supplications, requests, and needs, and we're up to the sentence, Aseh leman shemecha, aseh leman yimenecha, aseh leman kedushasecha, aseh leman torasecha. We last left off, I mentioned the Torah brings, and he quotes Omar Shmuel from the Gemara, called Azariz, lo ma'ar bedvar malalu, whoever sees these four aseh lemans, zocha mekaba panei hashchina. That tuning in, paying attention, being mindful and intentional when we say, Hashem, aseh leman shemecha. Listen, answer favorably, provide what I'm asking for. Do it for your name. Do it for your right hand. Do it for your holiness. Do it for your Torah. And saying that and saying it with intent is mekabel panei hashchina. The Sefer Manik says, Ein tfilaso chazeres reikam. Of all the parts of the Amidah, every part is important. First three brachas, you have to pay attention. They're ma'akev. Every part is important. But this part, Ain't vilaso chazeres reikam, you'll sure to be listened to if you pay attention. And we asked, why? In fact, not only would I not think Hashem would listen and answer favorably, I think Hashem would be a little bit insulted. You're telling him why he should listen to you? And what's the argument we're making? I say, do it. And why should you do it? Hashem, don't do it for me. Do it for you. Do it for your name. You know why you should give me good health? You know why you should give me parnasa? You know why you should give me nachas? You know why you should give me children? Give me that job. Give me that shidduch. Give me that house. Give me that car. Give me that aseh leman shemecha. Don't do it for me. Do it for you. Don't just do it for your name. Do it for your right hand, whatever that means. Do it for your holiness, whatever that means. Do it for your Torah, whatever that means. Leman yachatzun yedecha. This is the end of the Amidah. We've been saying it our whole lives. Have we ever paused to ask, what does it mean and why? And why and how is this a compelling argument to the Ribbono Shalom? So Das, the Shiurei Hadas, says the following principle. Says the Shiurei Hadas, the premise of the question is that Hashem doesn't need our help. Hashem in the heavens, omnipotent and infinite, knows what's best and what's right, what's just and what's good. He doesn't need our help. He doesn't need our suggestions. But the truth is we're not making a suggestion to Him for Him. Through our suggestion, says the Shiurei Hadas, we are revealing and demonstrating what matters and what's important to us. Aseh leman shemecha means Hashem. If I don't have what I need to live a life HaKiddush Hashem, it's bad for your brand, it's bad for your name. It's a bad look for you, Hashem. I'm a religious person. And if a religious person is suffering, struggling, lacking, missing, needs, then Hashem, it doesn't help the effort. It doesn't help the mission. It doesn't help the brand, it doesn't help your name. Whenever we talk about Hashem's name, Kiddush Hashem, Chil Hashem, Aseh Leman Shemecha, why do we talk about Hashem's name? Why don't we talk about Him? The answer is because we don't know and can't know Him. Hashem is omnipotent, infinite, and perfect. We can't know Him. What we know is how He chooses to reveal Himself to us. In other words, we know His name. We know His brand. We know His values. We know what He stands for. We know His name. Kiddush Hashem means elevate the brand. Act and behave in such a way that you draw people to admire the brand, to want to be part of the brand. Chil Hashem means don't drive down the brand. Don't behave in such a way people want to stay far away and want nothing to do with the brand called Ribbono Shalom, the brand called HaKadosh Baruch Hu, called Eibishter, called Hashem, called whatever name you want to give Him, the brand called godliness in this world. Whenever we invoke His name, that is as close as we get to a description of Him. And what we're saying, Aseh leman shemecha, is not God, we're making the argument, don't do it for me, do it for you. Not God, we're dictating what you should do, even though we're finite and you're omnipotent. We're mere mortals and you're perfect. No, what we're saying is, Hashem, it bothers me that it would be a chil Hashem, the thing I need or want, the thing I lack, that which I'm davening for, even individually, but certainly communally and nationally, davening for peace in Israel, davening for the last hostage to come home and to have closure, davening for security and safety for Klal Yisrael over the world. The things, Hashem, aseh leman shemecha. If you want people to admire, to be close, to embrace, to want to experience, to lean in to you, your Torah, then and this is what I'm davening for. So it's not that we're dictating to Him, says the Shiurei Hadas, we're revealing what matters to us. And this is consistent, brought down by Rav Chaim Volozhin and others, that the holiest and highest tefillah, the one that are most readily answered and accepted, are when we daven not about ourselves, but we daven about you. What we call the Tzar HaShechina. The idea that Hashem If there's a Chil Hashem after October 7th, it's like Hashem. We say in the long Tachanun, when the living hostages, there's still one whose body needs to come back. But we say, Hashem, Beshevi, your oz, your might, your strength is in captivity. What are people saying about the God of the Jews when the Jews can't protect themselves, don't have back their hostages, don't live the right way, don't have what they need, don't have what they need. So the highest tefillah is to daven not for ourselves and our needs, but to couch our davening, our tefillah in Tzar Hashchina. Hashem, I'm in pain for the pain you must feel in what would be if we don't have what we need. And that's what we're expressing, Aseh Leman Shemecha. So we'll go through these four phrases, what they each mean, what they're about, many different interpretations on what we're talking about. But I wanted to introduce it with that overall approach of why are we telling Hashem what to do? And what kind of argument is that? Hear us and answer favorably, not for us. Do it for you. Do it for your name. The answer is Hashem, because your name matters even more to us. More than my need is my commitment to your name, to your brand, to bringing people closer to you. So yeah, give me good health, give me parnasa, please provide all those things because I can't do my mission. You have somebody who works for you and you give them an assignment. They say, I'm all in, I'm going to get it done. But I need an expense account. I need resources. I can't get it done if I don't have what I need to do it. So what we're saying is, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm all in to serve you. I'm here to pursue my mission, but I can't do it without my expense account called income, livelihood. I can't do it without my health and well-being. So please provide, give me all those things, not for me. Why should you do it? I say, Leman Shemecha. It's good for the brand. It's good for the company. It's good for the cause that if you give me what I need, I can then serve you faithfully, pursue the mission. And that in the end is the most compelling reason that Hashem should hear us.